winding her down on the Rosie on the House Saturday morning.
If you have any questions, like Miss Kathy here, who wrote in earlier and said, what was the name of that water treatment specialist you mentioned? You could always find what you hear us talk about at Rosie on the House on our website. If you want the audio, you click on the podcast, and by broadcast every Saturday, you can either you pick on that Saturday and inside Mike puts keywords so you can find the topic you're looking for. And you can listen to it segment by segment, 4 segments per hour. So there'd be 16 segments per broadcast. Now, if you want the podcast, then it's done hourly, 40-minute segments, and you can listen to each podcast one at a time. Or you can use a search term to type in the keyword that you heard and see if you can get directed to your answer that way. And if you're looking for a specialist, just click Find a Trusted Partner, type in your zip code, select your category, and hit search, and the 3 closest certified partners of that industry will display. And if you're looking for a specific name that you heard and you didn't see it in those top 3, well, just click the View All, and it'll show you everyone we have across the state.
The number one contractor referral directory in the entire state. And I think we have through today or tomorrow to finish voting on that. So if you're hitting Rosie on the House for any reason in particular, be sure you vote for Rosie on the House as being that most valuable resource that you have as an Arizona homeowner. We've certainly covered a lot of ground this morning. Super cooling continues to be a big topic at rosieonthehouse.com. Under popular links, right there on the front page, there's an article, 6 Steps to Super Save This Summer. Kind of gives you an orientation to super cooling. But every house, every family, every situation is a little bit different. You have to kind of think your way through it.
A perfect example is this individual who said, I was the same way as that homeowner you were talking about earlier. I've started super cooling very reluctantly.
They're very scared to do it.
3,500 square foot, 2-story home.
Oh, they'll save a lot.
They dropped their bill $58 the first month.
They're not doing it right. They can save 3 times that much.
Well, money. They said they're on a 2-story, and they only adjusted the thermostat on the bottom story. So they're only doing it to half their house.
They could save a lot more money. Okay, all right.
And they're running 80% off peak, 20% on peak.
Okay.
Said, but we have people going back, and they're on the noon to 7 p.m. on peak.
Okay.
So their off peak is 7:01 to 11:59 a.m. with people going back to school, no one's going to be in the home from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Should I stick with the plan or adjust it to not be super cooled when no one's home?
Yeah, that kind of goes. I was talking to a pilot who's gone a lot, and he says, I've never tried super cooling because I'm gone for 4 days at a time, and at that point, I just turn the thermostat up to 80, and then I come back, and I have to cool it back. And, you know, there are certain instances like that that could probably apply, but to this homeowner that wrote us this morning that Roman
Pat
read.
And Mesa.
Pat and Mesa, okay. Pat, the key is, even with a family your size, a home your size, you can save a lot more money than you're currently saving. You're at an 80-20 split. I promise you, if you get to a 90-10 split, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to manipulate our energy consumption so that we're buying as much power off peak as possible. And it may even mean that we're buying more electricity. We're a bigger consumer of electricity than if we're just on the standard rate. But you know what? People tell me, Rosie, you're being evil to the planet. You're being an energy hog. No, this is one of the greenest things you can do because you're taking the peak load off of the power generating plant exactly when everybody else is demanding the most from it. And the utility companies must build the power plants to meet that mid-afternoon peak request for power. And while everybody else is begging for that power, paying 19 to 20 to 24 to 30 cents a kilowatt for it, all of us that are super cooling have our house sleeping, doing nothing. We're the best friends to the earth. We're the best friends to the planet. We're the best friends to the utility company because our air conditioning machines are in the middle of an afternoon nap. They're not even getting turned on. So The goal to supercooling and the goal to power manipulation is if you can get into that 85-15, 90-10 ratio, buying 10 to 15% of your total power consumed in the on-peak and 85 to 90% bought off-peak. When you look at my bill from July 2014, it was $425, and I was at an 80-20 split. I'm now at a 92-8 split. I've dropped the temperature a little bit more, and now my bill's under $300. $175 a month lower, and my temperature's cooler.
It's cooler, and anybody can do this with the thermostat, but you can supercharge it with an advanced home systems energy management computer.
It does all the thinking for you. So absolutely advanced home system. So supercooling continues to be a big question, as well as many other things we're still filling in. Seems like I mentioned one or two things about what we're doing, and then everybody calls me the following week. We're still filling in a lot of living rooms. We built a lot of sunken living rooms in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and we made a lot of money building those houses back then, and we're making a lot of money now filling all those sunken living rooms in. Folks, we're wrapping up a four-hour broadcast of Rosie on the House this Saturday morning. Glad you had the time to join us for the broadcast at my house, Rosie on the House, with our entire broadcast team. We'd like to ask you in the course of the following week, if you see the opportunity to encourage someone, do it. Pay it forward. Look, no matter what you think in this campaign season, as dark as it can get, you be the light. You be the optimistic light.